Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is May 3, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Amazon expands Key by Amazon service to all regions where they deliver groceries. Baidu to launch paid driverless ride hailing services in China. PayJunction launches its chargeback management system. UK retail sales rose above seasonal norms in April for the first time in 2021, survey finds. MailChimp to add stores and other e-commerce tools to its platform. South African bank Absa introduces QR payments. Global smart card market to reach $15 billion United States dollars by 2027, study says. Global e-commerce expected to surpass $4 United States dollars TLN in 2021, Adobe reports. Now let's get started. Amazon expands Key by Amazon service to all regions where they deliver groceries. Amazon has announced that it has expanded its Key by Amazon in garage delivery service to all regions where they deliver groceries. According to CNET.com, Key by Amazon allows Prime subscribers with compatible smart locks or smart garage openers to receive packages and grocery deliveries inside their home. Those who opt in will share temporary access with their delivery person, enabling them to open the door or garage, drop your groceries or packages off inside, and lock things shut behind them. Key by Amazon's in-garage grocery delivery is available as an option during checkout for all eligible Amazon Prime subscribers. Baidu to launch paid driverless ride hailing services in China. Baidu has announced plans to launch paid driverless robo-taxi services in Beijing from the 2nd of May 2021, offering autonomous driving robo-taxi services to paying users. According to Reuters, Baidu's driverless Apollo robo-taxi will operate without a safety driver behind the steering wheel. Furthermore, users can hail and pay for a robo-taxi ride through the Apollo Go app. The initiative comes after the company has been testing autonomous driving on public roads since October 2020 in Beijing. Overall, Baidu has over the years developed smart car technologies, including high-definition maps, with the autonomous driving unit Apollo established in 2017. Similar products, such as Alibaba-backed AutoX, began to offer paid driverless rides to public users in Shenzhen. Nissan-backed Chinese autonomous driving startup WeRide is also testing driverless vehicles in the country, Reuters stated. PayJunction launches its chargeback management system. PayJunction, a U.S.-based developer of payment processing technology, has announced the launch of its chargeback management system. This system offers improvements in the chargeback notification and response process, allowing PayJunction merchants to be notified via email when a chargeback is issued and connect to an online chargeback management system where they can access information to better manage responses across their organization. In addition to the official chargeback letters merchants receive via mail or fax, PayJunction will also send email notifications. It includes identifying information, the amount of debit or credit applied, and a direct link to a report listing recent chargebacks, including dates, amounts, and reason codes. From there, customers can use the information to search for the original transaction and, if necessary, locate any supporting documentation to dispute a claim. UK retail sales rose above seasonal norms in April for the first time in 2021, survey finds. CBI has rolled out its latest monthly distributive trade survey showing that in April retail sales volumes in the UK were viewed as good for the first time in 2021 and to the greatest extent since June 2018. The survey, which aggregated the views of 124 businesses, including 60 retailers, showed sales are expected to remain above seasonal norms in the year to May, with non-essential retail stores across the UK able to reopen by late April 2021. Hardware and DIY and furniture and carpet subsectors saw sales significantly above seasonal norms, supported by a consumer focus on home improvement. Grocers and non-store retailers also reported that sales were good for the time of the year. However, clothing and footwear store sales remained well below seasonal norms. Annual growth in sales was strong, with volumes rising at the fastest pace since September 2018 in the year to April, although this was flattered by the low base for comparison, with sales in April 2020 having been significantly impacted by the first COVID-19 national lockdown in the UK. Growth in sales volumes is expected to slow next month. Internet sales continue to grow at an above-average pace and are expected to do so again in the year to May. MailChimp to add stores and other e-commerce tools to its platform. US-based marketing automation platform MailChimp has announced the launch of two e-commerce features as part of its all-in-one marketing platform, Stores and Appointments. The Stores product will enable merchants to create an online storefront, add and edit products, process orders, and configure payments, tax, and shipping. Appointments will allow businesses to offer services bookings online and manage their schedule. Stores are rolling out in beta now and will be available to all US and UK customers by mid-May 2021. Appointments will be available to all at the end of April. According to the company, having commerce and marketing functionality in MailChimp helps small businesses and entrepreneurs leverage data from marketing interactions to understand who to target, how to generate traffic to their store or service, how to convert customers, and how to drive repeat business. MailChimp integrates with e-commerce platforms like WooCommerce, BigCommerce, Magento, Ecwid, BigCartel. South African bank Absa introduces QR payments. South Africa-based banking group Absa has introduced QR payments. In a statement, the bank says it has taken its latest step towards expanding its growing digital payments portfolio with the launch of QR payments. Absa says all payment processing will be subject to customer authentication using their Absa banking app PIN code to ensure transactions are secure. Absa customers already have access to the recently launched Apple Pay, Garmin Pay and Fitbit Pay, as well as Samsung Pay, which was rolled out in 2018. Their virtual card has also been available since May 2020 and, according to bank officials, customers have already taken advantage of the convenience of retrieving their full card details and making e-commerce payments without their actual plastic cards. Absa says in 2020 it witnessed a 200% increase in contactless payments, while e-commerce levels doubled. Global smart card market to reach $15 billion US by 2027, study says. Allied Market Research has published a report assessing that the global smart card market was pegged at $10.19 billion US in 2019, and is estimated to reach $15.57 billion US by 2027. According to the report, the global smart card market is growing at a CAGR of 6.2% from 2020 to 2027. A smart card is a physical card that contains either an embedded memory or a microcontroller contained in a contact pad. It connects to a reader either by a short-range wireless connectivity or through direct physical contact standards such as near-field communication, NFC, or radio frequency identification, RFID. Smart cards use encryption to provide safety for in-memory information and are generally designed to be tamper-resistant. Smart cards with microcontroller chip can accomplish on-card processing functions and can manipulate data in the chip's memory. Allied Market Research analyzed the global smart card market across several regions such as North America, Europe, Asia-Pacific, and LAMEA. the market across Asia-Pacific held the largest share in 2019, contributing to nearly one-third of the market. Moreover, the region is estimated to register the highest CAGR of 7.4% during the forecast period. Global e-commerce expected to surpass US$4 trillion in 2021, Adobe reports. Adobe has rolled out its Digital Economy Index showing that e-commerce surges in the US and globally, breaking records in March 2021, with Black Friday levels of online spend. In the US, e-commerce broke records beginning with the 11th of March 2021. An extra US$8 billion was spent in the three-week period from the 11th of March to the 31st of March. For comparison, Black Friday 2020 drove US$9 billion in e-commerce. Even as stores reopened and consumers felt more comfortable visiting them, online shopping has shown no signs of slowing down. While consumers are spending more of their money, many are also exploring new ways to make payments. BNPL options grew 166% YoY in March 2021, after growing 215% YoY in the first 2 months of the new year. On a state-by-state basis, Florida, Washington, Colorado, Michigan, and West Virginia saw the highest growth with this payment method. According to Adobe, e-commerce worldwide reached US$876 billion in the first 3 months of 2021, up significantly at 38% YoY growth. At current growth rates, Adobe forecasts that global e-commerce will hit US$4.2 trillion for 2021. In the US, Adobe expects e-commerce to hit US$1 trillion in 2022. Adobe is also releasing data specifically on markets in the UK and Japan. In the UK, e-commerce growth outpaced the US, growing significantly at 66% YoY in the first 3 months of 2021, reaching US$39 billion in spend. The US grew 39% on a larger base, hitting US$199 billion in the same time period. Half of the revenue came from smartphones in the UK, with mobile share of spend growing 6% YoY. In Japan, e-commerce grew at a more modest pace. Online sales increased 15% YoY in the first 3 months of 2021, reaching US$38 billion. 64% of revenue came via smartphones, which is up 2% YoY. While more Japanese consumers went online, visits up 19% YoY, and placed larger orders, up 15% YoY. It was in part offset by lower conversion, down 16% YoY. The Adobe Digital Economy Index is based on analysis through Adobe Analytics that covers over 1 trillion visits to US retail sites and over 100 million SKUs in 18 product categories. For travel insights, Adobe Analytics measures transactions from 7 of the top 10 US airlines and 8 of the top 10 US hotels. Global views are based on transactions in over 80 countries across Americas, APAC, and EMEA. Companion survey findings are based on responses from over 3,000 consumers across the US, the UK, and Japan, 18 years or older, fielded between the 26th of February, the 2nd of March 2021 and the 24th of March, the 29th of March 2021. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.